This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. And that, again, is freetalklive.com. Welcome again to another live episode of the program. Many shows take this week off. We are here every single day to bring you live programming because you're out there listening. And so welcome to the final week of the year as we prepare to wrap up 2007. It's been just a fantastic year, hasn't it, Wayne?
It's been really interesting.
How did your Christmas go with the family yesterday?
Very, very nice.
Very good.
Very relaxing.
I enjoyed my day off. Well, I guess, I mean, I feel like every day is a vacation here on Free Talk Live. Even though I was in here doing the show, it's not like real work. You know, it's not laying bricks or anything like that.
Yeah, you're very fortunate.
So, again, would always like to talk to you about whatever you want. And we're going to start things out tonight, though, with a guest. Last week, we brought you a story that I mean, this might have been the story of the year. Brought you a story about the Lakota Indian tribe and how they're essentially seceding from the United States. Now, that's as I understand it. Maybe I've got the term wrong. I don't know. We had lots of questions when we brought this up originally. And I said, you know, I'm going to do my best to get Russell Means. He is one of the men behind this secession. He's also a libertarian. He's an activist. And he's actually an actor as well, Wayne. You may remember him from Last of the Mohicans, yes. As a matter of fact. So we have Russell on the line with us. And Russell, welcome to Free Talk Live. We have Russell.
All of you.
Hi there. So where are you calling us from tonight?
I'm in just east of Santa Fe in a little Mexican village called San Jose. It's my wife's house, and we live here part-time out of the year.
Understood. Now, last week, the news broke about the Lakota Indian tribe essentially seceding from the United States. Is that basically what's happening? Can you put that into your own words to explain to our listeners what exactly is going on?
Well, first of all, we're not a tribe. Nations make treaties, tribes do not.
Hmm.
And it's not a cessation from the United States of America. It's just reestablishing our independence and freedom guaranteed by the United States of America in Article 6 of the Constitution.
So I guess it couldn't possibly be a secession because you aren't one of the 50 states. You never joined the Union, so therefore you couldn't possibly secede from it.
Exactly. Now, what we did was we unilaterally withdrew from all agreements and treaties with the United States of America for their blatant disregard and illegal breaking of those treaties and agreements, and we reestablished legally, both through national law and international law, that we are a free and independent country.
I think it's brilliant personally, and I'd like to ask later, not right now, but how I can join in from up here in New Hampshire. But first, I'm curious. Now, you've established your freedom. What was it that, I mean, obviously there were some serious problems that were cited in the news story that I was reading, like the I guess the average age of death for Lakota men is 44. Deaths at birth are tremendously high compared to rest of America. Why is that, Russell? What is it that is contributing to those factors?
Well, it's the entire colonial apartheid regime of Indian policy in the United States of America. It's a policy that Adolf Hitler wrote about and said the United States knows how to treat its race, its weaker races.
Oh, dear.
And that is to pen them up. And so his idea for his concentration camps came from the Indian reservation system of the United States of America.
Wow.
And then in 1964, South Africa passed its apartheid laws, which its Bantu Development Act, which institutionalized apartheid. That was 30 years after the passage of the Indian Reorganization Act by the United States. The Bantu Development Act is virtually the same document. So we have this colonial apartheid system in America. We're out of sight, out of mind. Hmm. The United States Constitution does not apply to Indian people living on the reservation. We have no protections against government, against corporations, against non-Indian individuals. We have no protection against ourselves. We have no protection anywhere at any place at any time.
So
consequently, our diaspora is over 70% of our people have been forced to be refugee status in the United States of America. Some by choice, most not by choice, because no one wants to leave their homeland.
That makes sense. Now, so basically what you're saying is that from back in the days when the United States government people, did awful, atrocious things in the past many, many decades ago, they signed these agreements with the Lakota Nation, and I don't know what was supposed to be contained in those agreements, but essentially since then, they've continually had your people under the thumb of the United States government, total government control. You know, you can live here. A lot of American Indians are taking welfare checks from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and that's probably really ruining people's lives. Is that correct?
Oh, that's very definite. Now, for instance, we pour into the coffers of the GNP, gross national product, over $20 billion per year from our natural resources alone. In return, Congress appropriates $2 billion of taxpayers' money for all the Indian agencies in the various departments of the federal government. Of that $2 billion, 87% is taken up in bureaucratic costs. So you have 13% of $2 billion that is filtered down to the over 350 Indian reservations, Indian land areas in America.
So it's similar then to regular welfare programs where it's the middle-class bureaucrats that are really raking in the cash and the welfare recipients get a pittance. And then, of course, there's the whole problem with being on welfare in the first place and getting people hooked on those checks. And that's one of the reasons why economic development can be a little stagnant in many American Indian areas.
Well, in all American Indian areas. Because we also, our land is held in trust by the federal government. So we can't buy, sell, or lease our land without the express consent of the Department of Interior.
Jeez.
So allegedly they let their puppet tribal governments, their colonial governments, but not the land. We are never permitted to control the land. But we can contract out the services. Of course, those are the most costly parts of government, are human services.
Mm.
So we can contract those out and pay for those with our own money, with a pittance from the U.S. government. And in our reservations, in the Dakotas, Montana, and Wyoming, that becomes not over 90% of the budget of all the Indian tribes.
Hmm. So you're spread out among several states. What problems does that present for you?
Well, it doesn't really present us with any problems. We have two-thirds of the northern part of Nebraska is our land, half of South Dakota, about one-third of North Dakota, about 20% of Montana, and about 15 to 20% of Wyoming. Now, what we have offered to the non-Indian is a tax-free, individual, liberty, governed by community control, nation to live in if they repudiate their U.S. citizenship.
What's the process that one would have to go through in order to do that?
Well, as you might suspect, we're a fledgling re-entry into the international community.
Mm-hmm. I know that the article had mentioned that you were talking with many foreign embassies to get recognition, and it sounds like you've had some good reception so far. And Russell, I want to bring you back for more of this conversation. Hang on. More with Russell Means. He is of the Lakota Nation. They are not seceding, but they're establishing their independence from several of these awful treaties that were signed so many years ago with their people by the U.S. government. It's an amazing story, and we'll come back with more of your calls as well if you've got them. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson, happy holidays. December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne Deer.
Join us on the website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. We've got updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. Sakel CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. For Sakel CAI, we're back with Russell Means. You may have heard of him before. He is an American Indian activist, a libertarian, as a matter of fact. Russell was the primary competitor to Ron Paul back in the 1987 nomination process for the Libertarian presidential candidate. So, Russell, you were, just barely edged out back then by Ron Paul. And, of course, now you see Ron Paul moving on today to run for president. How do you feel about Ron Paul's candidacy, just as an aside?
Well, I will say he beat me by one vote on the first ballot.
Wow.
Convention. I feel great for Ron Paul and for America because he is the only one talking sense, especially economic and civil liberty sense.
Yeah, he sure is.
And, you know, I think he would be among the first to champion our reestablishment of our legal rights.
I think you're right about that.
I agree, too.
Well, let's just recap for listeners just tuning in what has happened within, the last week or so here. News broke, and you're one of the people that's behind this movement to essentially have the Lakota Nation break away from the American government to essentially nullify the treaties that were signed, many of them so many years ago, that, of course, the government, being the government, has never bothered to adhere to, has run roughshod over the freedoms of your people, and you guys have just had enough. You've said, you know what, we've had it, screw this, let's go and do our own thing, no taxes. What are some of the other things, what are some of the other features that the Lakota Nation will be, able to crow about, if you will? Why would someone want to leave, reject their U.S. citizenship and join the Lakota Nation?
Well, aside from no taxes at the federal government level, in our nation, you have community control. In other words, the reestablishment of posse comitatus.
Hmm.
And that would be and mean that each community is a mini state unto itself and is held together in a loose federation called Lakota. No taxes on the national level. However, whatever community wants to do for its own well-being, that is totally up to them. And if a certain community would rather have taxes than another community, that's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
People are free to move around. We do have a negotiating tool that will force the United States of America and its subordinate governments into negotiations because we do not want any confrontation whatsoever. We are great believers in turning the other cheek,
mm-hmm.
but we refuse to bend over and get the other two kicked. So we also, believe in the art of self-defense. Nevertheless, what we are saying is that failure to negotiate with us in good faith would mean that we will put a lien backed by the United States Constitution against every real estate transaction in the five-state area. That would, of course, immediately collapse the entire real estate economy of that state, which I know no one wants, and we don't want to employ that strategy. But that is our negotiating tool to get the powers that be in the non-Lakota world to the conference table so that we can jointly look forward to investing in our country so that rural America can maintain its way of life. You know, the family farmer and family rancher. This is actually another reason why I'm doing this, because the present governments in our area and the federal government refuses to listen not only to the family farmer and the family rancher, but they refuse to listen to the Indian people who have the land that is the last place for investment in the Great Plains area,
yeah.
Especially in the Northern Great Plains.
No, why should
so
they
economically,
listen?
We have the tools to offer and ensure the way of life that rural America has come to love and respect.
Russell, what will you use as a medium of exchange for money? Will you be free to use whatever you like?
Well, the way the Bush administration has ruined the American dollar and turned the paper money into even—I never thought worthless paper could be turned into even more worthless paper.
Well, that's been going on for before the Bush administration.
And consequently, you know, once we begin to work with the local and regional governments, and they get to see the benefits of individual liberty through community control and the return of self-determination for the locals, once they begin to see that in the next few years, I believe then we can talk about returning to a monetary system backed by something solid, something more solid than the air.
Well, one thing's for sure, if that actually happens, if you get to the point where the Lakota Nation has its own value-backed currency, all of a sudden every investor in the world is going to be investing in your currency because it'll be the only one. So, I mean, that will be a huge economic boon for your area once you get to that point. Now, you'd mentioned that you have this sort of trump card with putting liens on property transactions and that sort of thing. Do you think that that's going to prevent the government from... I mean, I don't think anyone's going to roll in tanks or station troops in the area to put down this uprising. What sort of responses do you foresee from the government? Do you see a show of force? Do you see them maybe taking leaders like you and picking you off one by one for, federal income tax prosecutions? What do you see them doing? How sneaky, how devious do you think they'll get here?
Well, the one thing about fascists or socialists or any kind of ist is they always believe force is going to accomplish something.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that it doesn't. In fact, it accomplishes the opposite.
So true.
Now, enforced poverty has created freedom for our people, renewed freedom. We want to do the same for the American people. You know, they don't even know what's happening to them, and they can't even define freedom anymore.
No, they can't.
and you know, the first rule of freedom is you are free to be responsible. So that's one of the things they will see immediately, the local governments will have to act accordingly. Now, as far as the federal government is concerned, if this takes off, if all of a sudden the libertarians, who are very welcome in Lakota, decide to move to our country to help rebuild freedom.
Let's talk about that in a moment, Russell. I want to talk about how people can get involved in this, whether they can actually move or from the outside, how they can help you. More with Russell Means. He's an American Indian activist. The Lakota tribe is, Lakota Nation, rather, they're saying goodbye to the United States government, and I think it's wonderful. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Head on over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. We are on the line with Russell Means. He is an American Indian activist, a libertarian, ran for the libertarian presidential candidacy at least once, I think maybe more than once, and also an actor appearing in major motion pictures like Last of the Mohicans. But what the reason we've got you on the show tonight, Russell, as you know, is to talk about an amazing news story that broke last week. The Lakota Nation, American Indians that were that are in a 5-state area, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska,
Montana,
and Wyoming, if I'm recalling correctly, have basically decided to tell the government, see ya, we're done with your you not honoring these treaties, these agreements, and running roughshod over the freedoms and the rights of the Indian people, and we're just going to say goodbye and have our own, basically our own country. Is that pretty accurate?
That's very accurate.
And I have to say, it's an exciting movement because we've been talking here in New Hampshire for a little while about, you know, there have been some mumblings about secession going on. Of course, Vermont also has a pretty burgeoning secession movement. Now, what you're doing isn't secession because you aren't the Lakota Nation wasn't a state to begin with, so it never joined the Union, so it obviously can't secede from the Union. But there have certainly been talk around the country about the concept of pulling out of the United States because you guys aren't the only one who've had it with big government and its meddlings in our lives. So I'm curious, you you mentioned that regular Americans who aren't of Indian descent, that they can join the Lakota Nation. What's that process like? I mean, you already mentioned that there's going to be no taxes in the Lakota Nation, at least not on the on a federal level. So it seems clear there'd be some immediate benefits to joining the Lakota Nation. What would it take for someone to do that?
Well, first they have to repudiate and renounce their American citizenship, accept our passports and driver's licenses, and then decolonize themselves from the whys and wherefores. Like, we will not require driver's licenses, actually. We will not require auto insurance. Rules of buyer beware will be in effect. and other such societal norms that have since disappeared from the United States of America. But it would be a very easy process, and you're welcome.
How would one get started on this? Is there a website that they could go to learn more?
Actually, we're in the process. We had to, there is a website up called LakotaFreedom.com.
Okay.
LakotaFreedom.com. That, they show us all the paperwork we utilized with the embassies in our portfolios and what we gave to the State Department. The other thing is we are creating the Republic of Lakota website. We just secured the domain name today.
Oh, okay, great.
As a matter of fact. And we're working with other libertarians in Washington, D.C., and others like Jerry Collette and his company in the formation of our international and national relationships.
So if people want to...
All legal aspects
so
that
just,
are confronting
just,
us.
Just to repeat, that's LakotaFreedom.com. That's the current website. There's going to be a new one that's launched. Will people be able to see what that new one is once on LakotaFreedom.com when it's ready?
Yes, it'll be up and running within 10 days.
Okay, great. And I presume that as time goes on, more information about joining the Lakota Nation will be there. Because I can tell you that, I am a huge fan of what you guys are doing. I, having moved, Wayne as well, both of us, you may be, are you familiar with the Free State Project, Russell?
Vaguely. I'm not that well-versed.
I'll give you the brief version of what it is. It's essentially a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving Americans moving, and people from around the world, actually, people who love liberty, all moving into New Hampshire. Now, interestingly enough, a number of the states that are in the Lakota Nation were also candidate states for the Free State Project. It's just that New Hampshire, with its live free or die mentality, won the vote when there was a vote for which the state should be. So all these liberty activists have moved in here into New Hampshire in order to get active and help get liberty back in our lifetime. So obviously we're sitting here watching, cheering you guys on, saying, yes, this is excellent. In fact, I'm sort of torn. You know, I put down these roots here in New Hampshire, and now you guys are going to do the freedom thing first, and I'm hoping that this spreads. Is this something that you can see happening to, I guess, around the country to some extent, maybe not just with Indians? Is this something that regular Americans without Indian descent could somehow get involved with without moving to the five-state region that you are you're talking about?
Listen, the explosion of this on the worldwide internet. I've done all day today and yesterday. I did radio interviews with various countries around the world. This is a fantastic result. You know, we only had four members of the news media at our press conference.
Mm-hmm.
One was from AP. One was from the agency or the French press. Another was from Indian Country Today, an Indian newspaper, American Indian newspaper, and there was an independent from an internet blog. And this has exploded so much. The Northern Cheyenne Indian Nation in Montana called me yesterday. I'm going up there next week to explain to them the strategies and the whys and the wherefores, and they want to do the same thing.
Right. Brilliant.
But they want the expertise first, and then they'll make their announcement after I leave. But they also are going to withdraw from unilaterally from the treaties with the United States. I do believe you'd be amazed the amount of interest in Russia. You'd be amazed in the amount of interest in France itself. So consequently, I do believe this is going to have international repercussions.
I hope so.
And it could happen in the Pacific Island nations. In fact, I'm positive it will. The Hawaiians have contacted me.
There's always been a strong secession movement there, for sure.
Yeah, I lived there
right.
for a while.
And the Hawaiians have contacted me, the Maoris of New Zealand, the Iroquois Six Nations in both the Canadian side and the U.S. side. So it's exciting. It is something I believe the world has been waiting for, a renewal of individual freedom.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's like Wayne was talking about during one of the breaks with me, you know, this is just another piece of this huge liberty puzzle that seems to be putting the, itself together faster and faster. We've, of course, got your movement there, Russell, with the Lakota Nation. You've also got the Ron Paul Revolution on a more nationwide scale. As you're saying, people around the country and around the world are taking interest in what you're doing. And I think I'm leaving something out, Wayne. Free State Project, of course.
Sure, the Free State Project. It seems to me it's part of a larger picture where there's a mass awakening and healing going on right now in the world where we're trying to get away from the dysfunctional things that have been going on for the last 100 or more years, depending on where you've been. And I'm astounded at all the international websites for the Ron Paul Revolution. Have you seen all of the different countries that have Ron Paul's websites?
I know. There's two aspects of modern law that I could never properly understand why human beings would allow it to happen.
We'll come back with more with Russell Means. Hang on, Russell. Bringing you back. 800-259-9231. I know we've got Dennis on the line in Atlanta with a question for Mr. Means. And if you've got one, this is your chance. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, though prefer your calls for our guests at the moment. Russell Means, we'll get back into him in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send in $3 a month, we take that money in and turn it right back around into promoting the show, getting on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more, get signed up, and you'll get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum. The details are all there, amp.freetalklive.com. Russell Means is back with us. He is an American Indian. He is of the Lakota Nation. And last week they announced that they were pulling out from this U.S. government that has been ignoring all of the treaties that they had signed, the agreements that they'd signed with the Lakota in the past. They have had enough with the government's absurd welfare and their rules and just essentially their ownership of these people. These are individuals that we're talking about, and their lives have been just ruined by the involvement with the federal government. So you guys have just said it. We've had it. We're pulling out. We're doing our own thing. We've got the Lakota Nation now, and people in five states, regions of five states, are invited to join in. Montana, South and North Dakota, Wyoming, as well as a bit of Nebraska as well. People can join this movement. And you mentioned, Russell, that your website right now is LakotaFreedom.com. If I'm not mistaken, that's LakotaFreedom.com. You'll be launching another website within the next couple of weeks, and people that go to LakotaFreedom.com will be able to find out what that is when the time is right. Now, you had mentioned something about two different types of law or two different laws that you wanted to comment on before we went on, and I wanted to make sure you got back into that.
Yeah, that's we will not allow corporations to have the same rights as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
With none of the penalties.
Yeah, corporations is something we talk about frequently on this show when people call in to say, you know, well, evil businessmen. Well, no, wait a minute. It's the government that allowed them to create this fake entity, this essentially this file folder.
Exactly. To hide behind.
Yeah, to protect their assets. And so corporations only exist because of the government, interestingly enough.
And because of taxation.
Right. So what was the other one?
The other law is one of the most absurd in the history of human condition. That's property taxes.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and that's such supreme idiocy. I can't wrap my mind. I've never been able to wrap my mind around the logic of that one.
You know, well, Russell, my 8-year-old daughter. We were looking at property, and we were talking about property taxes. My wife and I were. And she says, well, if you own it, why do you have to pay them?
Because you don't own it.
From the mouths of babes.
Right. She gets it. Exactly. You don't. I mean, if you have to pay some government extortion to build your own house on your own piece of land, you don't own that land. And so I'm absolutely with you. In fact, we're going to talk later in the show tonight, probably in hour number two, once we're done with the interview here, about Greenberg, New York, which is their property taxes are so high, they're telling senior citizens that, hey, you can come work for the government to pay off your property taxes. I mean, it's just incredible. So that's the second issue. Russell, people can go to LakotaFreedom.com. Can they chip in? Can they contribute? Can they, if they can't move there and join the Lakota Nation, how can they help from outside?
Well, they can go to our other website, treatyschool.org.
Is this the new one that you're going to launch, or is this on, already online?
It's on board. Excuse me.
That's okay. He's verifying that. That's the website.
Okay. The no, this other website is a tax-exempt website for our total immersion school. We call treatyschool.org. And that's where donations for the new nation can come right now, because
okay,
we use it for the money for educational purposes only.
Great. So that's treatyschool.org if you want to help out from outside of the area. Maybe send a little financial assistance over to the Lakota Nation. Russell, we've got calls. People
want
to talk to you.
My wife's telling me it's treatyschool.edu.
Okay.
Treaty School.
I'm sorry. Treatyschool.edu.
.edu. Got it. Russell, we've got phone calls. We're going to go to them here. Dennis in Atlanta has been waiting patiently to talk to you. Russell Means, you're on with Dennis.
Hey. You there?
Yes, Dennis. Go.
Russell, your cause is so, I mean, your cause is so beautiful. I've been awakened about 2 years ago, and the Indian cause right now is so important. I called actually to kind of debate Ian over New World Order issues, but this cause is so important. I'm part Cherokee. I don't know if you know anything about Cherokee people. They suffered a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
America.
Yeah, I want to thank you, and all support is welcome.
I do support you intellectually. I mean, that's from the phone call. What my question was, I was shocked. I was going to debate Ian and New World Order stuff, and now
I'm taking
off. You should
get to your question, Dennis.
I know. I did. But it was an important one, I know. I guess my question was, legalities, have you got that really in a row? Is that really your strength right now? Because I know the spiritual aspect,
that's the only reason
is behind you. I just want to know and let me know that you got the law behind you.
Yeah, that's the only reason we did it. We don't want any kind
of... I knew that.
We don't want any kind of confrontation whatsoever. It's backed by Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution and international law, the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, which the United States also signed into law.
Well, you know how they've been stomping on laws and treaties and constitutions and stuff.
But it's insofar as the international community is concerned, international lawyers and our own lawyers are concerned, we're doing everything legal.
Right. So if the international community is recognizing the Lakota Nation, that's pretty much all you need. Dennis, if you want to talk about the conspiracy stuff, we'll put you back on hold, bring you back an hour or two for that. Okay, hang on, dude. In the meantime, we go to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Dave, you're on with Russell Means.
I support you guys in your movement, and I was wondering what the... I was on the phone when I was listening, and I couldn't catch the second people that contacted you.
The second
people. Oh, I see. That was the Northern Cheyenne from Montana. They want to follow in our footsteps and redeclare their sovereignty and independence.
Yeah, I'm in support with you. I am Native, so I'm backing you all the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
Dave. I guess no question from Dave. Dave, thank you for the call.
Unanimous here. We all support you.
Well, of Russell. Course. As I said when I talked to Russell's wife the other day, you're going to get some friendly response on this show. Has anybody been unfriendly to you? You said you've been interviewed around the world within the last few days. Has anybody been mean?
Not one. I've done quite a few local radio shows in different parts of the country of the United States, and I have yet to have one adverse experience whatsoever.
Wow.
Well, this is definitely a big hole in the dike for the federal government.
I'm so excited, and the more I talk to you folks and everyone else in the world via the internet and the telephone. It's the snowball just keeps gathering steam on its way down the mountain.
It sure does, and I'm so excited to have you as a part of it. Wayne, we're running short on time. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask Russell while we still have him here?
Russell, there was something, but I need to talk to remember it now.
That's all right.
Have you considered maybe coming sometime up to New Hampshire and visiting with us?
I would certainly, when we get more of our nation in order, we have an entire structure we have to rebuild along with non-Indians. And we have to get, like I talked with Jerry Collette, and he's already put in an application to be our the equivalent of an attorney general.
Hmm. Very nice. Now, every year...
So, you know, that's going to be considered, and as well as from our own ranks, the people we have. We don't have very many international lawyers, so it's going to be a small mm-hmm. field to pick from. But things of that nature, we're rebuilding, and we definitely have to get our offers to the governors, the mayors, the county commissioners, etc., to start our negotiations also.
Ian and I were talking off the air about what a great guest you would be or speaker at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Right. It's a great little get-together with hundreds of liberty activists all getting together in the same hotel for a convention, basically. It's happening really soon, so I'm thinking maybe you'd be perfect for 2009. It's happening in January 3rd through the 6th, so that's really mm-hmm. quick. But I'm going to definitely get in touch with, or maybe Wayne will, get in touch with the organizers and have them get in contact with you about maybe having you here next time around, because I think that'd be
nice.
Really exciting. And we're out of time for this hour. Russell, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to put this archive. This is going to be online tonight for people around the internet to download and listen to and hopefully understand what you guys in the Lakota Nation are doing more so than they could have gotten from the AP article. And thank you
again. Remember, it's for the libertarian movement.
Absolutely it is, and we are behind you 100%. We'll be keeping in touch. And, Russell, thank you, and have a great night, sir. More on the way. Hour 2's on the coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this...